The Paradise Resort is about 3 years old, nestled in a sun-bathed picturesque valley with amenities such as the swimming pool. It has quickly attracted local families, especially those with children, and the business has taken off.
Thank God. We, the project managers in Jericho, depend on local tourism. Israeli Arabs, Nazareth, Jerusalem, and Haifa. These are the people who visit us. But if we speak about foreign tourism, it's not too much. I don't know the problem. Maybe there's a lack of support from tourism authorities, or maybe there's no investment in tourism. I really don't know.
Resort owner Nadia Mlihat is one of a few Bedouin women to strike out on their own. Although most Bedouins have left the desert since the middle of the last century and are adapting to city life, women's freedoms are often curtailed by traditions that keep them at home.
My message to the woman, especially the Bedouin woman, is that nothing is hard, nothing is impossible. They used to say that it's impossible that this business will succeed. Look at it, it's successful.
Mlihat inherited almost 2 hectares of land from her family and decided to make use of it by launching a tourist resort in the Oasis city. In addition to 20 bedrooms, Paradise offers 3 swimming pools and a restaurant. It employs 12 people.
We as young men stood hand in hand by the owner because she is running a resort which is not only a swimming pool resort. It offers several other services. If the director was a man, he couldn't have done what she did.
Jericho's officials welcomed the new business in town.
The project of Mrs. Mlihat is an addition to the tourism projects in Jericho and the Jordan Valley. It helps support economic growth through attracting local tourism. It also helps in creating jobs for people in Jericho and the Jordan Valley.
Mlihat hopes to inspire other women in the region to become entrepreneurial, but she acknowledges that family support can be an important asset.
I tell them nothing is impossible. Just like me, they can succeed. They will make it if they have the intention and the determination. My family supported me. My husband, my children, and all of my relatives stood by me.
More than 210,000 Bedouins still live in small communities in Israel's Negev desert. The government's efforts to improve their livelihood by resettling them into towns have met with mixed success. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.